3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Chris Lowe from ESPN and ESPN.com joins us now, National College Football Insider. Chris, we were playing some comments from Jeremy Pruitt and Philip Fulmer, you know, following these recruiting roundup type events and alumni events. It's got some people fired up here. I can only imagine what the level of fervor is in Knoxville right now.
They got to back them up, though, right?
Yes, you do.
If you're going to talk, you better walk the walk. And I, you know, it always amazes me, as long as I do this, that at these recruiting celebrations, and everybody has them now, schools all over the country do these, especially in the South. But a lot of times, coaches, and even somebody like Coach Fulmer, you know, he's been a coach in AD. Sometimes you forget that there's cameras everywhere you go. Okay, everywhere. Remember Lane? Remember the epic Lane Kiffin recruiting celebration where he's making all these
going at Urban Meyer.
Yeah, all these outlandish. I still give him grief about that. But you know, there's cameras everywhere you go, and when you say something like that, I understand that sometimes things are taken out of context. But I think what Coach Fulmer's saying basically is, listen, we're recruiting now the way we expect to recruit. And we're getting the kind of guys, we're beating the teams, you know, when you get a Weidman, when you get a Beckwith, you know, two big bodied 6'4" guys that pretty much could have gone anywhere. You know, you get one kid flipping from Florida State. These are the kind of teams on the recruiting trail that we got to beat if we're going to beat them on the field. Now, I think that's what he was, you know, meant to say. But when you say, hey, the balls are back, we're going to take a piece out of, we're going to take a bite out of you know what, then you know how that's – I'd say that will come back up a few times over the next course of the next season, just a few times. What do you guys think?
Yeah, probably. No doubt about it. I did like what Pruitt said because it's a little different than what how Butch Jones handled the 9 wins. Pruitt said, for everybody that's associated with Tennessee, we need to raise our expectations. I know everybody's excited about going 8-5 and finishing the year the right way. The people we're competing against, they're trying to kick us while we've been down, right? We've been kicked around a little bit. It's time for us to do a little bit of the kicking ourselves. I like that 8 wins is not their goal.
No. And Jared, listen, Jeremy's – look at where Jeremy's been, where he's coached, in Florida State, at Alabama, at Georgia, you know, places that won championships, that played for championships. And he understood the reason he was here, the reason he got a chance. And I've had this conversation with Jeremy many times. The reason he came to Tennessee and got a chance to come to Tennessee is that Tennessee had not been playing for championships. You know, they had not been in that position in a long, long time. Even in those years when Butch got them to 9 wins, they were never able to get to Atlanta and play for a title. So yeah, I mean, Jeremy's right. That's what Tennessee fans expect. They want it. It's been a long time. You know, you think about the last time Tennessee won a championship. You know, you go back to, you know, 98. I mean, good grief. We were young, spry things back then, Brent. I mean, it's been a long time. And he's exactly right, though. That's why there have been so many coaching changes. There's been so much turnover, period. You know, not only Tennessee, but look at the SEC. You know, you just go back to when Nick Saban was hired at Alabama, his first year at 07. Look at how many head coaches, different head coaches, have been in the league at all the different schools since he was hired. Everyone's chasing that. They're chasing that ability or that, you know, to get to that point where you're winning and playing for championships. And Jeremy's 100% right. I can tell you that the people that I talk with, friends of mine, people I went to school with, you know, that are fans of Tennessee, they expect Tennessee to at least be in that mix most years where come November that they're in a position to play for a championship.
And a lot of it goes back to, Chris, something that we referenced you earlier on the show when we were discussing this. When you have constant turnover and turmoil at the top levels of your university with chancellors and presidents and those type of things, and even turnover with the director of athletics position, that is only going to lead to not great things down the line.
Oh, well, I mean, look, it was the only thing consistent about Tennessee for the last 20 years, or much of the last 20 years, certainly the last 10 to 15, has been the inconsistency and the fact that it's been a revolving door of presidents and chancellors and ADs and coaches. I think with Philip Fulmer as AD, Randy Boyd as president, and I think Randy Boyd is a guy that wants to stay as president. You know, we'll find that out initially, invariably we'll find out if he wants to be here long term. I think he does.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy Pruitt. I mean, think what they did and what they came back from, I think this goes back to your question a minute ago about, and Jeremy's 100% right, that winning eight games is not their goal. But you go, it's a little bit revisionist history because you go back to the way the season started last year. You know, since they lose to Georgia State and BYU at home, you know, at that point, if you'd have told somebody, well, they're still going to win eight games, not many people would have believed you. You know, but to sort of stay the course, and I know Philip Fulmer, you know, he's Philip Fulmer's guy. Philip Fulmer hired Jeremy Pruitt. You know, he's the guy that he brought in. He felt like he had that edge. He had that the connections, the ties, recruiting, knew how to, you know, David Cutcliffe used to always refer to recruiting in the SEC as getting in that octagon. You better, if you're going to recruit in the SEC, you better be willing to walk in that octagon and do what it takes to survive and win. I think Philip Fulmer saw that in Jeremy Pruitt, knew he had been in that octagon before. You're 100% right, though, Mickey. To have that continuity, to have it aligned, you know, board of trust, president, AD, football coach, and have those guys or those people in line for a number of years in a row and have that continuity means everything.
Top over to Vanderbilt real quick. Jerry Stackhouse said the other day he actually had more interaction with Candace Story Lee than he did with his AD. We had Derek Mason on a couple of days ago, and he said the same thing. In a season where they were really struggling, he said he had maybe a couple of conversations with Malcolm Turner, but really talked more with Candace Story Lee. Do you find that to be alarming?
Well, I mean, I think it's two things. A, it's not, certainly not ideal, because if you're the athletic director, you want to be in touch with your people, with your coaches, you know, and they don't want you looking over their shoulder, but they certainly want to have that line of communication. Keep that line of communication open. I can tell you this. I think if you talk to Tim Corbin, I don't know that Tim would tell you he talked to her more than he did Malcolm Turner, but I know for a fact that Tim worked very closely with Candace, you know, and had a lot of conversations, and there was a lot of interaction between the two. So I think you probably add him to the mix too, which tells you the second part of what my answer would be is how much respect that they have, the coaches there have for her, which is what I told you guys when we talked about this last week. I think she's got a great shot at the job, and I think there's a lot of people there on campus who have worked with her, who have gone through situations, who've worked through problems, that have a lot of confidence in her, which is, again, a reason I think she's got a great chance to get the job.
Ultimately, though, you could have anybody in that role, but you still need a chancellor. At some point, have a chancellor that cares about athletics as much as the fans do, and over the course of time, they just haven't had that.
Well, it's got to be. And I think that's why David, he changed a lot. Now, obviously, he was a chancellor, vice chancellor for athletics, David Williams. But I think you've got to be invested in athletics, period. That person you're talking about, the chancellor. And how do you know that? Well, you see it in the way that you're putting and giving back and reinvesting in facilities, giving coaches a chance, the things that they need in this day and age to compete on the recruiting trail, you know, facilities on campus, players, that kind of thing. But, yeah, you're 100% right. If it's important from the top down of the university, I'm talking about sports and athletics, then it has a way of showing. And you got to have somebody in that chair who makes it important.
Chris, we appreciate the time. You got big plans this weekend. Did you guys get a lot of snow in Knoxville? Because we actually had snow on the ground here.
Not enough that if you go to the grocery stores that all the bread and milk were gone. Not that much, but a little bit. There was a dusting. I think there's supposed to be a dusting tomorrow, probably about the time that the UK can Tennessee game's tomorrow at 1 o'clock local time. So it'll be interesting to see if people brave the elements to get there to Thompson Bowling Arena. I bet they do.
I bet they'll find a way.
Tennessee,
yes,
by the way, 6-4 in the last 10 in that series.
It's amazing what Rick has done against Kentucky, and it's really become a great rivalry. And you know, those two, Calipari and Barnes, have a lot of respect for each other. There's a lot of mutual respect. And of course, they've gone up against each other a lot of different times, recruiting and on the court. But I think it's got a chance to be a really good basketball game.
Chris, thank you, man. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the basketball game.
You guys take care.
Yes, sir. Chris Lowe.
12 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
Catch it right here on 104.5 The Zone.
104.5 The Zone. All right, when we come back, a 6-point win for the Preds. We have that audio from Matt Duchesne from this show earlier this week. He will explain. And also, an epic news story about someone who was going to blow up a bathroom. We have referenced several times on this show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fixing it. You better call the authorities. I'm fixing to blow this thing up.
So.